crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It's the 27th day of October, 2013, on this live Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, best-selling author and investigative reporter. Jim Marrs is going to be in studio with us. He's already here, just arrived minutes ago, to break down a lot of key intel on the development of global government and where the New World Order wants to take us 50 years after the murder of JFK as well. And we're just going to cover the NSA scandal, Obamacare, the eugenics agenda, the global awakening that's happening, and take your phone calls with Jim Marrs coming up in the second hour. In the first hour, I intend to get to the news, and there is a lot of it, and try to open the phones up and start going to calls by the last segment of this hour. Where to begin? If you go up to Infowars.com, then after the break, we'll talk about some of the news that's up on DrudgeReport.com. But before we get to that, if you go to Infowars.com, we have a lot of news we're going to be breaking down today. Texas police assault legal gun owners. Amazing video from downtown Austin that our reporter Jakari Jackson shot just yesterday. Captain America battles DHS terrorists in the new film. Amazing new plot of that. We'll be hearing that special report. The really big news, NSA propaganda video among highest downvoted percentages in YouTube history. 8,900 to just 100 and something likes. I've never seen anything like that, pun intended. Also, the big news, leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscation and martial law, and more importantly, also on the video, suspension of the Constitution. That's coming up. Also, massive barge on San Francisco Bay, likely secret Google facility. There's no likely about it. I made some phone calls this morning to my sources in San Francisco. They said it's well known the Google employees are out there passing through government security to board the barge. So Google is at least in there, and it's hooked into Google glasses. They're doing it off the coast, claiming it doesn't violate law to spy on us from an offshore base. Admiralty, letter of mark, and NSA surveillance of Merkel's phone may have been monitored for 10 years. Well, it's admitted it's been monitored. All that and more coming up today. And then I'm also going to deal with the deniers. They denied Obamacare was a giant screw job. They denied the black boxes were going in the cars to tax you by the mile. The Department of Transportation said that 15 years ago. I covered it on air, like 1997. However many, 15, 16 years ago. It's all on record they're establishing a private corporate world government. It's on record our government created Al-Qaeda and funds them and protects them. I mean, look at DrudgeReport.com. States move to tax miles, black boxes and cars, tell trips. Oh my goodness, who could have imagined the black boxes, once they got in by law last year, were going to track us by the mile when they were designed for that? Germany already does it. I mean, that's what's so frustrating is that I sit here and go, here's all these Pentagon press releases and articles about how they're training to take on the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans. Here's AP, Reuters, Fox News, CNN. Here's the document. By the way, we broke it. And people are in the YouTube comments on the videos going, this is ridiculous fear-mongering. None of this is going to happen. And then when it happens, it's like, well, we need to take the guns. There is a criminal takeover going on. We're going to cover all of it here today and give you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because it is truly the best of times, the worst of times. A lot of great things are happening, but we're seeing the heights of evil, not just the heights of liberty and the heights of resistance against tyranny. So big transmission lined up today, and valiant member of the military police. Because in a world of universal deceit and cowardice, not being a coward is a universal act, to paraphrase George Orwell. We've got the video of FEMA preparing to confiscate your guns.
In the councils of government, We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 27th day of October 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Jim Mars, investigative journalist, will be in studio with us coming up in about 53 minutes from now in studio to cover a lot of breaking news, as well as 50 years after the assassination by the shadow government of John F. Kennedy. Coming up, we're going to get into the story that's the top article on DrudgeReport.com from the Los Angeles Times. States move to tax miles, black boxes and cars tell trips. I remember reading the Department of Transportation and MIT documents that were public, but not in the news, 15 years ago on air and being made fun of, where they said, we're going to mandate worldwide, not just here, that these black boxes are put in, and then when you go get your inspection, you'll be given a yearly fee as to how far you've driven. And then they're also talking about doing it by your insurance company, making you put a box in the car. And these boxes also track how fast you go, where you go, the things you do. And there's other systems as well. But now it's being announced that indeed they're going ahead with this. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand something. I knew 10 years ago from David Steele, a retired CIA individual and others, that Google was really a complete above NASA, above Space Command, because that's where the shadow government resides, tip of the iceberg of a huge submerged spy system. And, of course, now it's out that they've got barges off the coast, Google does, spying on everything, because they're already preparing for laws to be passed to stop spying. They're just going to do it off the coast through the devices inside the country. This is an offshore globalist operation, quite literally. The globalists are above the law. They have diplomatic immunity. And you have to understand that these are social engineers whose ideology, if aliens attacked the planet, you would hear on the news why they attacked us if we knew and what their ideology was and what made them tick and what they stood for. How do we ever expect to beat the globalists if we don't know who they are, what they stand for? And they've told us they think so little of the general public and have such little faith in humanity that they are completely public about how they put cancer viruses in the vaccines and design GMOs to reduce fertility and wreck our genetics within three generations and how they're destroying society by design. They were quite public about how Obamacare wasn't designed to work. It was only to double and triple the profits for offshore insurance companies and shut down their competition and set up death panels and reduce care and fully bankrupt the old system and bring in total fascism. We knew Obamacare wouldn't work. We knew healthcare.gov wasn't going to work. It was designed to fail so that you just keep begging for something free and all you get is the bank levy. All you get is your tax refund kept. All you get is your wages garnished. And that's all being announced, just like we told you. And people still say, fix it, Obama. You were going to give me something free. All I'm getting's a big corporate tax. And the Supreme Court rules it's a tax to private corporations offshore. It's globalism. It's world government. Just like if you go to all these countries looted by the globalists, like Spain and Portugal and Greece and all these other countries, they pay their money to foreign banks. They are captured. They are third world nations now. They are debtor nations by fraud. They don't even owe the money, most of it. And you know, I open almost every broadcast with that basic statement in one permutation or another, because if you don't understand that, you don't understand anything. This is corporate, anti-free market, monopoly capitalism using socialism and communism in the grassroots, compartmentalized, to make us dependent and poor and dumbed down and not virile and aggressive in business and life. It's domestication. And then above that, you've got the corporate management class and select groups that get the contracts from the government that are controlled by a super corporate group above that. So super corporate group on top of the pyramid, a government layer that controls and extracts the funds of the population, sends it to the top to be distributed back down to the mid and lower levels for social control. And none of this is even debated. If you watch Davos or read their reports every year, it's all public. World government, end of the family, rations to have food, forced sterilization, hell on earth. If you get a Club of Rome document that's public, same thing. Or a presidential decision directive or a State Department memorandum, like 200, it's all there. Or eco-science, 1,100 pages written by the White House science czar about the sterilants in the water and why they do it. 1974, the year I was born. He's now White House science czar. I mean, here's the deal. Here's what I want to say before I get into all the news. I am right. I have been correct. I'm sorry it's been scary for you. All I've done as a history bookworm was study history, discover what was happening currently 20 years ago, get involved, and I've been accurate. I've been right about 95% because I'm only covering what they say. Let me explain this to you again for all of you in denial or who live in fantasy land and who think you can choose what reality you want to believe and you can choose what facts you want and twist things. I am telling you, from a perspective of total research, at a level probably not surpassed by anybody else in the opposition to tyranny. The people in the tyranny system have like 180, 200 IQs, but are totally ruthless and are way above me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm real smart here, but as for the general rabble, the unwashed masses, I am the best there is. I'd spend the most hours, the most time in focused research and really studying history and the globalist, and I know their plan. So I want to get this message across to all of you listening today. You are under scientific globalist attack. There is no doubt about it. World planetary technocracy, in their own words, is being established to carry out worldwide ultra-Hitlerian, beyond Hitler, extermination of the population. Now, once they've got their digital grid in place, it is not to empower humanity or even control humanity. It is to selectively restrict resources for total social engineering at a level you've never imagined. And so you have a decision to make. Do you want humanity to go to space? Do you want your children to have a future and grandchildren? Do you not want to be run by totally cold-blooded technocrats who think you're subhuman and need to be killed? If you decide that you don't want to be phased out, you may want to go watch football, have a good time, eat, drink, be merry. Just say, I don't care, whatever, sign your kids over to the New World Order. Go ahead and comply. You might survive 20, 30 years. Maybe, if you're mid-level. Go ahead and make the conscious decision. Or make the decision to fight this. Because I want to explain something to you. Maybe 1% of people are going to be allowed to live under this. Okay? And that's in their own literature. They tell their low-level minions they're only going to reduce population by 80%. No, it's about 99%. So I want to explain to you, this might as well be an alien species coming and landing and taking over to do this to us. It's the same deal. But it's a group of psychopaths and sociopaths and inbred elites who are developing and perfecting a scientific total takeover system. Now, we're going to break down incredible breaking news on gun confiscation, FEMA martial law plans straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
All right, let me try to bore down to the news here. Instead of just breaking down the big picture for everybody. But just listen to that propaganda coming in here. Raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt. Dianne Feinstein came out this week and said, spying on you without warrants is not surveillance. It is the very essence of illegal surveillance. And as I predicted, federal courts are now using warrantless wiretaps in court. See, before, they would tell the DEA or others, okay, you've got all this data, now go start a fake investigation to claim you got it some other way. Now they're using the coming out of it to say, you know what? We're going to use illegally obtained information. There's the New York Times. Federal prosecutors in policy shift cite warrantless wiretaps as evidence. And that's what my incredibly high-level government sources have said. They said, look, this whole NSA thing is just a rollout publicly in your face. And then I was basically laughed at. It's all very funny to these people. And then folks say, well, why don't you tell us who laughed at you? Well, then I won't have those sources. But I've had generals, colonels, admirals, high-level people across the board. And you can't tell whose side they're on. They're just telling you stuff that's going on, half the time laughing about it. But you know what? I think they're laughing about it because deep down they know it's so evil that they laugh about it because that makes them feel like at a subconscious level they have power over it. And why do I know that? Because that's what I do. The more evil something is, the more I laugh about it because I'm really freaked out. I'm really upset because I know this is all pointed at good people. Now, let me show you an article that's the top story on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscations and martial law. U.S. Army MP told Constitution may be suspended by Homeland Security. We're going to play this unedited, except for the two cuss words that are paused. We cut the audio out on two cuss words. Unedited, and he started his camera, his iPhone. This member of the military police, Army military police in Arizona, once it started, and he called into the show Friday. He indeed, we gave him our code to one of our YouTube channels. He uploaded it. We checked his name, his info, checked out who he was, confirmed he's a member of the military police that just got out after a certain number of years, honorably discharged, we'll leave it at that, and was ready to release this info. And imagine you're in a meeting. And they go, we're here to brief you on the new command structure. FEMA is now over the Army in domestic operations and the National Guard. And under our mission, we will suspend the Constitution and we will help them disarm. We won't take the guns, but FEMA will. He starts taping at that point. And he goes, repeat that. And they go, well, we won't take the guns, but we'll be there to aid FEMA while they do it. Just like Katrina. They went to the high and dry rich neighborhoods, people with their own generators, happy, doing well, put them in handcuffs, took their guns. Any chance they can, the beta test. That's all on record. And then you've got all the mainstream news reporting that they're training to take on gun owners, veterans, returning veterans, Christians. I mean, it's all over the news. And billions of bullets and Homeland Security buys 2 million targets of the Tea Party to shoot. This is all mainstream news. Almost all of it is sent to us. We publish it. DrudgeReport.com picks it up. And then mainstream media is forced to cover it. But the point is that, let me just show you some articles. If you're a TV viewer at Infowars.com/show, there's a free video feed right there. If you're a radio listener, you can go pull all these up. I want to show you a few articles, though, just from this week, in context with this newest article that broke yesterday. We got the video Friday. The article went up Saturday. Army halts program that labeled Christians radical extremists. Briefings characterized conservatives as terror threat. Fox News, AP, others, after we covered it, got the memo by the Secretary of the Army saying suspend the program. Suspend the program. But the point here is it's worse than even the article Watson wrote at InfoWars, or it's worse than even what Fox did, because this is so over the chart. They said in the memo, and you can go read it, that if you give money to any Tea Party or Republican group or the Libertarian Party, or if you give money to an evangelical group, by the way, I looked it up, Uniform Crime Statistics. Do you know what religious group has the lowest crime rate of any group? Guess what it is? It is evangelicals and then Buddhist. Because they don't see it as like all the Christian groups is separate. It's like, you know, they break them down in little subgroups. So it's evangelical, you can pull this up, and then Buddhist after that, and then Baptist after that. But the whole point is, imagine a totally legal, lawful groups. They're telling the military, you will be arrested if you are part of these groups or give them money. And then we made a big deal out of it, so the mainstream media had to cover it. The Army had to respond and say, okay, we're going to stop. There should be congressional investigations. Nixon began to get impeached and had to step down over having 100 FBI files on people and spying on them, a couple hundred people. This is thousands, millions of times that, actually, in the total spying. And nothing's happening. So here's that article at InfoWars.com. Here's the Fox News article that breaks down the same thing. Fox News, exclusive Army halts training program that lists Christians as terrorists. Mainline Christians. Okay? Now, here's some other articles on the same subject. Here's Forbes, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, who they see as their number one enemy. Okay? Now, I wanted to cover all that because here's a YouTube comment on our video that went up yesterday that has 155,000 views, probably get about 10 million when it's done. Military police leak FEMA gun confiscation plan. We're going to come back and actually play that audio for folks. Idiots. It's called preparation, dumb bleepers. Thank God you're out now, he says, the military police person that just got out. They are taking worst case. They are teaching you. You're going into those scenarios without training. There are the same idiots that voted for Bush are creating panic. I didn't vote for Bush. I'm a constitutionalist, not a Republican or Democrat. Folks, let me explain something. The default position, if there's an earthquake in Los Angeles, is to go to the rich neighborhoods and take the guns. The default position in New Orleans with the areas in the hills, the $10, $20 million houses, literally, is to go confiscate your guns and then leave the looters, mainly the police looting, operating down in the flooded areas in the Ninth Ward. The default position, the police stood down in the riots in L.A. 21 years ago. It was the Koreans with their guns that stopped the burning of Los Angeles. So the default in the training that we're about to come back and play you, the exclusive audio and video of, the default is, well, we're getting ready to suspend the Constitution. If we're given the order, we're going to suspend the Constitution. We're going to take the guns. We're going to shoot anybody. They actually talk about anybody that didn't turn their guns in, cold dead hands. And one military police guy goes, this is crazy, I don't like this, starts taping it. And literally a minority of people, who, by the way, I looked up this guy's account, his military police, are like, well, yeah, we need to be ready to take the guns. Really, during a disaster, you come to my house to take my gun as if it's illegal for me to have a gun? My gun is for during an emergency. Every statistic shows it makes us more safe.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm having trouble talking right now because during the breaks, I'm on InfoWars.com looking at different articles and photos and videos. And now when they just have a checkpoint that's illegal or a shooting anywhere in L.A., they will set up checkpoints and as families drive through, they will aim M4s right at people's heads. Even if the person doesn't look like the suspect, as an act of domination. And that's what this country's going under everywhere, is this idea that everyone's a criminal but the state, everyone's a criminal but big corporations and the criminal politicians with their taxpayer paid for jets and red carpets. We are being prepared politically to be absolutely raped up one side and down the other. But the video and the photos, I've got it on screen right now. of people pulling up to checkpoints, and you pull up, and they literally shove a gun in your face. And then the next car pulls up, and they shove a gun in your face. I mean, people say, well, how did Nazi Germany happen? Look at what's happening now. And the more compliant the public is, the more horrible things they're going to get. I was jogging yesterday and ran into a guy I see out there routinely. He was talking about how cops were giving people tickets a week ago because it was raining on the Greenbelt, and they say you can't go down there when it's raining. Didn't used to do that, but it's nanny state. And he said, well, listen, I get the nanny state's bad, and I know autism's up, and I know vaccines have a lot of bad stuff in them, but, you know, I actually work for the state and run the whole mapping system for the vaccines. And he said, I talked to a lot of scientists who've got autistic kids. They admit the vaccines are bad, but it's a cost-benefit analysis. We think it does more harm than good. So it's like Russian roulette. Well, it does paralyze you and does kill you and does, but statistically we think it helps overall, so we do it. And then you lie to the public and tell them everything's okay. And I went on to say, yeah, but what about the secret testing? I believe in vaccine technology. The problem is you can't trust this system because they've been caught putting stuff in it. And he goes, he and his girlfriend go, no, we agree with you. That's actually true. And I even shot video of this interview, but he said, don't air it. You don't have permission, so I won't. But the point is the people running it know it's horrible. They see the adverse reaction reports. It's an adverse reaction in Tuskegee. They would tell them it was vaccines and shoot them up with syphilis. They're like, well, that's in the past. Come on. Come on. Cancer's up 3,000% on average. We lead the world. They're killing us. And I've got their own admissions doing it. I think Ted Turner and David Rockefeller and all these people that are pushing this, you line up and you do it. Oh, but they're the stewards of humanity. They're the enlightened ones. And more I say, they're not the enlightened ones. They just like doing it to people. But the general public has been warned, and it does kind of go to their argument. I got to be honest, that this is all public and you don't care. I mean, if I could talk to top-level state health department people and they're like, yeah, I know there's an agenda. Yeah, I know. And they know they're targeted, but it's still okay. Well, then that kind of begs the question, doesn't it? Does the general public deserve what's happening? My thing is, I can't join the elite, especially after all the stuff I've done to them. Actually, that's when they actually come after you and try to get you. The point is, I can't join them. I can't be part of shooting newborn babies up with stuff to lower their IQ. So they're too stupid to know they're being soft-killed. I mean, I just cannot be part of this. But then the howling mass of the population hates me even more than the elite do. So it's just like, what do I do? I'm here giving them absolute veritas, and they just want to kill me. They want to be brain damaged. They want to be robbed by Obamacare. They want to be hurt. And I have a loving soul. I'm not a sociopath, and I'm freaked out by it. I'm having a moment of clarity here, excuse me. I mean, I read the people who are enlisted military going, oh, big deal, we're trying to take the guns. That might need to happen someday. You don't take the guns during a breakdown of society. Guns in society secure during crises, and everyone knows that. It's just like you'll do any mental gymnastics to deny the situation we're in. Your own mainline army manuals that are given to even recruits and that are given to people in boot camp badmouth the founding fathers, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's confirmed that Fort Hood and other bases in general orders from the head generals, the major generals, told them you will not be in an evangelical group or give money to it, we'll arrest you. I mean, the whole government should be impeached right there. I mean, that is just even crazier than I thought it would be this early in. I mean, this is just insane. Reports all over the country that families can't pack their kids their own lunches under Bozo's wife's system under the Health and Human Services with Michelle. Food garbage. Eat the GMO, but your mom can't pack you a lunch. I mean, this country's turning into a huge prison. And you got these crooks parading around in front of us. And I'm just here trying to say, this is not a good road we're going down. And so let me tell all you yuppies and trendies and sports fans something. If you don't get up off your giant whale butts, I don't even mean you're fat physically. I mean, you're spiritually lethargic. Jabba the Hutt spiritually. We're going to lose everything. Let me go to this clip by a member of the military police in the Army in September, getting a briefing on the new FEMA orders. You can see the video of your radio listener. It's red-linked up on Infowars.com. And this is what's going on. During an emergency, to come take your guns and to kill you if you don't turn them in during a suspension of the Constitution. Okay, here's the clip.
Essentially, yeah, pretty much at that time, your Second Amendment, all your rights, First Amendment, pretty much everything is that moment just interrupted.
Yeah. So you said that martial law suspends their Second Amendment, so I'm not going to, but would you say we would take weapons from people?
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
That's what they do, but
yes, I wouldn't agree with that either. I'm the Second Amendment. I live in the Second Amendment. But
okay.
Essentially, during a moment of martial law, we've lost all control. We're pretty much saying when the military moves in on your street, they are now saying you have no more rights, pretty much you're going to second house. That's like the worst case scenario. So I'm saying when the way they're not looking at it is when the guard is used, that's how it's going to be used.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be off there on the street corner and it's like, hey, you know, we're here. Unless we're like your system was going to prevent. You're not going to be involved in a riot and not really have any authority to do it.
No, you're not going to go knocking on doors and be like, all right, I need a shotgun. Here. You're not going to like go up to each house and say...
Well, they did that in Katrina is why I'm asking. And if we're talking about hitting the fan, I'm not going to do it, but...
They're not going to do that necessarily. It's more or less like, hey, go in your house. Shut up, stay there. That's going to be the point.
Okay.
Because the reason they have martial law in place is it's the lowest situation. Like you said, everything's already broken down. It's a last resort to change pretty much. Your last ditch effort to put back law and order into that thing. That's why they have the actual
power. Okay.
I mean, they did that in Katrina, right? They just want to think what people have done.
Yeah. Which I think is bullshit, but.
That's enough. The full video is up on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com right now. But you notice the commander's like, well, we did it in Katrina, so it's okay. Like Jeffrey Dahmer killed kids in the neighborhood earlier on. It's okay. They went, we have the video from ABC News and Fox. They went to rich areas, walked up, knocked on doors. People had their own power and said, and they would even blow the doors off safes to get their guns. Because the order was given by FEMA that all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. In fact, I want to come back in the next segment with that clip for folks in denial. Go to YouTube and type in Gun Confiscation Katrina. The first video is an NRA video with like 1,400,000 views. I know because I put it in the article yesterday with Kit. It's right at the first with a police chief saying all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. While the police were robbing Walmart and all the jewelry stores in the poor areas, the wealthy and middle class were all sitting in their houses with generators, sitting back, doing totally fine. And here comes the U.S. Army and the Big Red One to take their guns and arrest them and then steal them. And by the way, they never got them back. They had congressional hearings about all this. But the issue is, during an emergency, this isn't just from Arizona. It's in the news. We've got the training manuals. The system is training that what you do to restore order is go kick down doors. He goes, we're going to kick down doors and take their shotguns. He goes, yes, to restore order. So they'll use a riot in one area of your city, 10 miles away, to come to your house and steal everything you've got. That is absolute treason. That is totally illegal. And we've got MPs and cops in this article commenting, going, yeah, that's what we do to restore order, idiots.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
It was a huge.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the reality of what we face. And I see countless Army manuals that are public, bad-mouthing freedom, the family, gun ownership, returning veterans. I see the military training for gun confiscation and carrying it out every chance they can get. And then members of the military, including a highly decorated Navy SEAL veteran and others, came on my show this week, not just the whistleblower from the Army, and said high-level brass is now telling the non-commissioned officers there is a litmus test for gun confiscation. Will you confiscate the American people's firearms? And if we don't have a debate about this, the average coward out there thinks that if you deny bad things are happening, they go away. Or if you accept the bad things, it makes it okay. No, you resist and speak out against the bad things, then they have to back off. Just like a week after we and others started covering the Army teaching that evangelicals are terrorists, don't give money to them or you'll be court-martialed, the entire Tea Party's illegal, you'll be arrested if you're part of it or give money to it. We stood up and pointed out how incredibly illegal that is. The folks giving those orders should be arrested, not the people engaging in the First Amendment. I mean, if Nixon would have done anything near this, he'd be in jail, not just having to resign. I mean, this is light years ahead of anything I could even imagine at this point. And it shows how wicked the opposition to this republic truly is. Now, I have some other clips I want to play here dealing with several other issues. We're going to do that Captain America review here in just a minute because that's actually some positive news. And then in the next hour, we're going to get into arrest of people carrying guns legally in downtown Austin by the state police, of all folks. That is coming up. That video's up on Infowars.com. And Sheldon Adelson, the big casino owner, says in a video, and the Jerusalem Post covered it, nuke Iran, start the war. We're going to talk about that with Jim Mars coming up in studio and more. I've got some other news that I want to hit first before we go there. But the issue is, if we don't speak up against tyranny, it then becomes normalized. So the system demonizes promoting American ideas. Political correctness is about control of ideas. That's why the University of Denver in Colorado, and also the Boulder University as well, two Colorado universities came out and said, don't dress as cowboys, as Indians, as geisha girls, that's racist. We're going to kick you out of school if you do. There's no law, there's no regulation. Dressing up like a geisha girl doesn't put down Japanese folks. It's just a fun costume to put on. Dressing up like a cowboy doesn't put down cowboys. This is the mind control because they want us all fighting with each other while they're busy setting up their police state. They want to teach us that the threat is each other, not the foreign corporate interests that are above the law, tax exempt, who have diplomatic immunity fraudulently. They want us at each other's throats so they can roll in and take over the society. Now, briefly, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, don't forget this broadcast is listener supported. We're not funded like NPR or MSNBC with tax money. Oh, you didn't know that MSNBC gets stimulus money from taxpayers? Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow's raise came from that. No, we don't get any of your tax money. We sell the best books, the best films, the best Patriot t-shirts, the best Liberty items imaginable, dash cams that are hidden, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. But we also have a new ProPure, the best gravity-fed filter out there, system. We carry their entire line, promo code WATER, get 10% off, cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate, all of it. This is the filter that I and my family use. When you go to the page, they have the new system out. Well, it's been out a few months. I finally got one and have been using it up here at the office and at home. It looks like a normal Brita filter, but it has an actual Pro One filter that cuts out the fluoride, the glyphosate. It doesn't just cut out bad taste. For $69.95, folks, no one. The filter itself ought to be $69. This technology is so amazing. Pro One DM, they've got it. The Pro One DM filter in a beautiful, nice, see-through, big pitcher. So this is amazing because you can get the Nomad system for $180. You can get some of the other systems for $209. The big stainless steel systems, they're great. This is so affordable, though, and it's free market. It's a great quality product. I researched and used, and it's right there at InfoWarsStore.com. The Pro Pure water pitcher, the Pro One DM filter, and so much more is as low as $54.95. With the Pro One systems that just literally cuts it all out. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase helps our news division, our magazine, the online site, the films we're making, everything as we go to the next level, funded by you through free will, free association. God bless you. We want to thank you. This is Backorder, the only true atomic nascent iodine of this type patented in the world. The laboratory cannot make any more until we upgraded. They had to even add more bottling facilities. We're getting more of it in a week and a half. It should be shipped out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Pre-order the Nascent Iodine for the thyroid, for blocking the sodium fluoride, InfoWars Life Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the great InfoWars Patriotic crew answering phones 24-7 at 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, I want to go to a Captain America piece I did Friday night when I hosted the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 o'clock Central. But first, let me give you some of what's coming up with Jim Mars in the next hour. Look at DrudgeReport.com. In fact, we actually punch up DrudgeReport.com. You can see it. The family with the dog, the nuclear family, how evil, driving along. States move to tax miles, black boxes and cars tell their trips. Oh, they magically, by law 2 years ago, put in black boxes that are designed to tax you by the mile. Gee, that happened by accident, kind of like evolution. Like a Swiss watch and the Sahara blew together. So now that's being covered by the LA Times as they get the slaves ready for the next level of gang rape. That's what this whole technocracy is about. Shifting gears, massive barge on San Francisco Bay, likely secret Google facility. That's reported by KPIX television, CBS News. Folks, Google is NASA. Google is the global corporate government. Google is on record spying. And they admit this facility is used to track every live Google Glass. Yeah, you're not just out with your Google Glasses. It's hooked into the NSA. You're now an agent of the NSA. Everything you do, including in bathrooms, uploaded to the system. And it's not that we have something to hide, like a rabbit does from a coyote. Actually, we do. If you lose your privacy, you lose your freedom. The basic system of slavery is you have no privacy. This is outrageous. Google is allowed to drive around with mobile cars with passcodes from the government, breaking into your computer, stealing your passcodes. Google on record was set up by NQTEL and the CIA. I'm the first to tell you that for more than 10 years. It's now public. Google is the tip of the iceberg, the top of the pyramid, in a submerged system of criminal activity. Eric Schmidt is obsessed that his girlfriends don't be seen, makes them wear bags over their heads. But then he wants to know everything you're doing. What a piece of trash. What a piece of garbage that he wants all his privacy, but you don't get your privacy. We have time to go to this Captain America piece? We're gonna do it the next hour then. As Jim comes in, we'll play that first and then go to Jim. Because I got to play the Captain America piece. In the new Captain America movie, I saw the trailer came out Thursday. I saw it Friday, came out Thursday. And then I went and I immediately knew what the trailer meant, but I went and looked at New York Post and New York Daily News and AP and said, we don't understand this trailer. So I went and found the spoiler. It's already been reviewed. The DHS are terrorists staging terror attacks. Captain America finds out about it and takes them out. Now, the point is, why would the government, which runs Hollywood, allow that? Because no one will even watch their propaganda if they don't tell the truth now. So very exciting to see some good messages in Captain America. That is coming up when we start the next hour. In fact, some stations don't care. We have a little 5-minute segment we're about to start where I'm going to air the state police in downtown Austin arresting people for legal and lawful firearms. After last week, I was at the Alamo with an M4 strapped to my back with the Texas Land Commissioner giving a speech. This is the real civil rights movement. It's the law you can have these guns, but the police will still arrest you in an exercise of tyranny because only the state can have guns. Think about how ass backwards this country and this world has gotten. All the statistics are clear. More guns, less crime. Criminals are going to have guns anyways. Arm the whole of the people, and there will be liberty, as Thomas Jefferson, the number one terrorist, according to Homeland Security, said. Second hour with Jim Mars, Captain America, and so much more straight ahead. And I salute the men and women of the U.S. military who are aware of the foreign banking coup taking place. You are holding back the takeover. Right now, we salute you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to see the video and you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com/show. It's a very important article. Texas police assault legal gun owners. I'm very ashamed of my state that we've been seized and captured like this. But here is Shikari Jackson's report from the Capitol yesterday. I'll be narrating. This is the cutting edge of civil rights, where your guns are legal and lawful and the cops will arrest you if it's in your rifle, you know, carrier, gun rack in your car. Now, long rifles are legal. Handguns aren't openly displayed. Well, these are black powder 1898 pre. So they're totally legal. They show them the law.
What kind of world do we live in when police officers refuse to obey the law?
Read the law! Read the law! Read the law! Obey your
They're chanting at state police, read the law, as they twist a guy's arm viciously who's not resisting, and then they try to, then they grab his arm in a torture move later. Their number one enemy is the Second Amendment, I'm telling you.
Hey, sir, put your hands behind.
Actually, you have to give him. You got to issue
an order. In order for it to be a handgun, it's got to be. It's got to meet the requirements of Chapter 46. It doesn't.
You cite the law under which you're arresting him.
Man, these cops are so aggressive. I mean, you know they got these jobs just so they can push people around. It's so cowardly. Go join a jiu-jitsu gym or something. They do MMA, Mr. Tough Guy. Go fight other men. Now watch him grab his arm, not resisting. Look at the cop, man. He just bam. Any chance. The gun owner is the number one enemy. Any real American's number one enemy around here. CJ Grisham, they like grab on him.
Assault, battery. Let me get his name.
By the way, whether you agree with these wars or not, Grisham's been in 19 years in the Army, 10 tours of combat. The guy they're grabbing on. I mean, 10 tours of combat compared to these idiots that spend all day acting tough on citizens.
He has plenty of room. He has plenty of room right here. You may be subject to arrest. For what? Under what violation?
Sir, you stand in front of the vehicle. The
reason I know is I saw his jacket when he was out at the gun rally. It had 10 tours of combat operations on one arm and on the other. The point is, it just shows these police are trained as warriors, but we're the enemy. That's why you don't have militarized police, because they're trained to kill people, break things, as if we're an enemy. They're peacekeepers. Yeah, Jukari has the state police guy shove into him. Because they think, you know, if you're a citizen, you're dog meat. You're there to provide tax money, and that's it.
Tough guy.
You're there for their ego, and that's it. There'll be robots in place soon. These people won't matter. That cop's been injected probably with over 100 cancer viruses. But when he dies, he'll worship the government. As he dies from the chemical weapon and bioweapon, he will beg them. He will worship them.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed is the police state. Two citizens were lawfully carrying pre-1899 revolvers. Under Texas Penal Code 46.
It's all about the cops and their. They feel threatened. I feel threatened by a government that doesn't think I should have guns. I feel threatened by the foreign banks that run this country.
Texas DPS just arrested two people for not carrying a firearm, for lawfully carrying a firearm. So when they say they're not,
this is the real tip of the spear for liberty. We salute everyone that's part of Open Carry worldwide. Not just here. Our fight is not just in the Republic. It's worldwide for humanity. We'll be back with the Captain American piece. It's a few minutes long. And then Jim Mars in studio. I'm Alex Jones, and I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, the NSA wasn't listening to us without warrants. Now it's all public. The government didn't run Al-Qaeda. Now it's all public. The government didn't add stuff to the vaccines. Now it's all public. Well, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank you for joining us on the Sunday transmission. Jim Mars, investigative journalist, in studio is coming up in a moment. But here is my review from last Friday night's InfoWars Nightly News of the new Captain America Winter Soldier film that's coming out.
To build a better world
sometimes means tearing the old one down. And that makes enemies.
The much anticipated Captain America 2 Winter Soldier is coming out in April of next year. And I've got to admit, I'm a fan of Captain America and some of the ideas that are in the original comic. But more and more, it's been turned into a politically correct system to sell propaganda. And that may be why the franchise has been in deep trouble. That's admitted. But this new trailer is simply amazing. And before I went out and found the spoilers online that break down the plot, I knew instantly when I saw the first trailer that just came out what this is all about. And if you read the New York Daily News and others, they say they don't know what it means. It's confusing. There's nothing confusing about it. And before I even looked up the spoilers, so this is a spoiler alert, I knew exactly what was going on because it's so clear. Hollywood knows what we're hungry for. We know that corrupt elements have taken over the government. We're aware of this, and that's what the film is about. At first, Captain America says this is tyranny. This is corruption. And he's told by his boss and also Robert Redford, who's his government handler, that to build a better world, sometimes it means tearing the old one down, and that makes enemies. And he says, that doesn't sound like liberty. That sounds like fear and tyranny. And then his old boss begins to wake up, so he is wounded almost mortally. And Captain America begins to wake up, and he's on board the big SHIELD command ship and has to take out a whole group of traitors. When that happens, suddenly the bad guys that have been staging terror attacks come after Captain America. And he doesn't know where the assassin and others are coming from and who they work for. Of course, they really work for the director of SHIELD. SHIELD is the shadow government led by Robert Redford, who just so happens to be the villain.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Thought the punishment usually came after the crime.
SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
And they're staging these events to get the Western world to give up their liberties so that they can offer them security, a.k.a. our government running and creating and fostering and funding Al-Qaeda and allowing them to attack us as a pretext to take over our lives and our world. And this is what Hollywood's doing more and more as their anti-liberty franchises fail. Now, when you watch mainline television shows, it's anti-liberty, anti-gun, anti-family, anti-militia. But more and more in big films like The Last Superman, they've got to give wholesome messages because they know that they've lost the body politic. The group collective and the people are waking up.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Well, you heard it here first. Captain America, Winter Soldier, is all about doing the right thing and being a patriot, even when it's unpopular, and risking your life to do it. This movie's fantasy, but right now, good men and women in our military are standing up to the public gun confiscation plans that are being promoted by Obama. Obama is preparing our military for a civil war with the American people. It's important we openly discuss this so they're unable to launch this conflagration. Americans need to come together around the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not give the offshore tyrants a civil war as a political distraction. All right, folks, that is just a few minutes from InfoWars Nightly News Friday night. And I was talking to Jim Mars, the best-selling author, researcher. His book, Crossfire, got turned into the movie JFK. The 50th anniversary is coming up. We're going to talk about that later. First, we're going to talk about some of the current events. But, Jim, you were saying, oh, yeah, I mean, the real Captain America from the comic book character, he would be 100% against what DHS is doing today.
Well, yeah, because the original Captain America, you know, started off during back in the 40s fighting the Nazis. Nazi, you know, that's the German acronym for National Socialist, okay? And they get everybody together and take up the weapons and make everybody toe the mark. And if you speak out, then you get arrested. Oh, wait a minute. It kind of sounds like what's happening today, doesn't it?
What's happening to our press right now? We're going to go to break and come back into the banking, the NSA, all of it. But as a guy that wrote for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for decades, Jim, as somebody who's been a professor teaching, you know, JFK research, as somebody who's been around, I mean, you were a journalist back when Kennedy got killed. You even knew Jack Ruby. Understanding all that, what is it like to see members of the press being arrested, SWAT teams raiding the press for their files on government corruption? I mean, Nixon never even imagined stuff like this, Jim.
That's true. Captain America, if he was a real person, if he was here today, he'd be throwing up in his soup at what's going on today. It's incredible. And
well, he'd be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he wears a funny suit and, you know, fights for freedom.
Well, I mean, he's for due process freedom, and I mean, that's terrorism.
Yeah, well, they pretty well outline that as that's a defense.
They openly say any veteran is a terrorist.
Yeah. Exactly. And what's really bad now, and people need to understand this, if you're a veteran and you go in and you're trying to get some VA benefits, one of the questions they ask you is, do you have any guns? And if you answer yes, you better be prepared for a whole battery of stuff, and they're going to put you on the list, and then...
Any reason to take your guns outside law, they'll do
now,
it.
Now, why was it... I mean, we've had veterans going all the way back to the
Aren't
American
you a veteran?
Revolution. Oh, yeah.
I mean, a terrorist?
Oops, wait a minute. Maybe I should not admit having served in the U.S.
So you were a terrorist, too.
Yeah, yeah. They trained me to use a rifle and during the Vietnam War, of course. And we've had all these veterans all the way up here, never had any problem. Why all of a sudden now do they feel like a veteran is a problem? You know why? Because they're trained with firearms and they know how to use them.
They could stop a takeover.
They could stop.
What do you make of Fort Hood on record now saying if you're evangelical or give it the Tea Party, you will be arrested? They had to back off, but I mean, that even freaks me out that they would violate the First Amendment and threaten people.
Well, they backed off by saying, well, that's not official policy. That's just somebody happened to say that. But I'm here to tell you, in the military and in the Army, you don't say squat unless it's approved by the higher echelons. So they're lying through their teeth when they say that this is not...
Oh, we know. No, they said that we're going to remove those training materials that are Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. And, of course, that the Southern Poverty
Look at
Law
how they're
Center.
Persecuting the Tea Party and pro-life groups. I mean, look at how they're going after people. It's illegal.
Southern Poverty Law Center is a branch of the ADL.
That's right.
Okay? So they actually should be registered as foreign representatives of a foreign government. The Tea Party, good, bad, or indifferent, at least they're homegrown people. They're just Americans.
Well, that's why they're terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. And people better start waking up. I've been trying to preach this stuff for almost 50 years now, and everybody says, well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, except all my conspiracy theories have now come true.
Well, I mean, it's been on record. They've been trying this forever. People say, well, it hadn't all happened yet because we've been trying to hold it back. But unfortunately, most of it now has happened. I mean, we're failing. So the more we fail, the more we're right. We don't like being right.
Well, up until about 10 years ago or so, every time they would try to put screws to us, they'd say, well, that's like the Nazis. And everybody back off. But now, with 9/11, the attack, and then the Homeland Security, the Gestapo, and then the Patriot Act, which is like the Enabling Act.
It's all for our safety. But who protects us from the system? Stay there.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Investigative journalist Jim Mars is with us for the balance of the broadcast. Haven't had time to give the number out or go to calls, unfortunately. But the weekday show is coming back up tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can find all the show times, affiliates, everything else at InfoWars.com. But, Jim, we have a choice to make. Will we be a free society still, or are we going into tyranny? And there's no doubt we're very, very deep into tyranny. The denial is over. Now they're telling us the tyranny is for our own good, but we know it's not. But you were shaken up watching earlier, if folks missed it, the video and the audio we aired of the state police attacking people legally carrying firearms downtown, even when they were presented with the law. And Texas is only one of six states that bans the open carrying of handguns, but these were black powder, so they were legal. But I'd forgotten about this. In 78, you caused congressional hearings, and the DPS, it turned out, secretly under the feds, had files on Texans. Even mainline liberals, conservatives, didn't matter. You broke that for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Tell folks about that.
Well, that's true. I remember having a face-to-face meeting with Homer Garrison, who at that time was the head of the DPS, and I learned later that following the release of this story, they destroyed and shredded tons of documents down there. It took them weeks to do it. They were putting out reports on people who were simply going to city council meetings and raising questions about nuclear power, and they were putting reports on them and marking them subversives. Okay, so see, this has been going on a long
time. It's a chilling effect demonization campaign.
Yes.
Now it's evangelical Christians.
Yes, yes. But the difference is, back then, when my story hit and other media started following it, there was a huge public outcry.
He almost went to jail. Nowadays, it's like, well, of course we spy on you. Shut up.
Exactly, exactly. And now, I look around and everybody's partying and, let's go and have a big... dancing.
Well, I mean, that's the issue. A free people will be aggressive and jealous of their freedom, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Yeah.
Slaves won't be. So folks got to decide how they want it.
That's right. The time for decision is rapidly approaching.
Get back into that story, though, what they were doing.
Oh, well, they had undercover DPS guys that would go to city council meetings and county commissioner courts meetings and would take notes. And then anybody gets up and raise questions about what's going on at this case, the key thing was about nuclear power, because they were debating whether to build that Comanche Peak nuclear plant. And all they did was, like, one of the fellows was an airline pilot. He simply went there and raised questions, wanted to know how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to be. And they wrote up a report and then sent a copy to his boss, and it was marked subversive.
I was about to say,
that cost him his job.
That's what the Secret Service does now. If you criticize Obama, they try to get you fired. It is political warfare, like the IRS going after the Tea Party. This is criminal. They should lose their jobs, not the guy that went and asked questions.
Exactly. And again, the
man, they're evil. How do they hire such scum?
Some people do anything for money, But what gets me is the reaction of the so-called honest people. Again, back then there was a groundswell of public outrage saying, you can't be doing this, and they backed off. Today, I don't see any public outrage,
Well, it's there, but the whore media covers it up. But I mean, get back. So you broke this. How did you first discover it? And then what did the head of the DPS try to do to get you to back off?
Well, the way I discovered it was a friend of mine, was friends with a friend of mine. And, through this friend, I finally convinced him. He didn't want to go public because he didn't want to lose his job. And I finally convinced him, you got to go public and you got to use your name so that people know what's happening. And he finally toughed it up, and he did. His boss was a good guy. He said, you're not a subversive, and he didn't lose his job. And then other people started coming forward saying,
that's the key
to me.
Is Americans standing behind free speech?
Exactly. Everybody, I'm sure you've heard this same refrain, but I'm only one person. What can I do? Well, hey, all throughout history, it's been one person that changes history. History has never been changed by a committee.
Look at Gandhi.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King, Christ.
Exactly. Exactly. It's always been one person.
They weren't even going to have the Revolutionary War, but George Washington showed up and said, I will command the forces.
That's right. Now, on the other side, it also works on the other side. When Hitler showed up at the German Workers' Party, which became the Nazi Party,
he said, I will lead you.
They're like, nine people there. Nine people. And from there, it goes right on up to World War.
And evil knows how powerful the individual is. That's why they try to shut him down. How dare an airline pilot not want to pay for a dangerous power plant in his neighborhood? How dare you in America? We're going to get you fired.
And when you go through a border checkpoint and they say, are you a citizen? You just say, I'm a Texan. And laugh it off. And why should you have to declare who you are? Why, in a free country...
Well, they've already legalized all the illegals anyways.
Exactly. It doesn't matter,
Ron Paul's right. They now admit the border, the fence is to keep us from leaving.
And that's what it's getting to be. And that time will come.
No, no, I talked to the coyotes down there when I was at Big Bend last year, I guess earlier this year. They said, oh, no, we have dozens a day now that leave and go across on the canoe.
Yeah.
So now it's the other way.
That's right. And if it gets to be a surreal stream, they're going to start closing it off. They're going to say you can't leave.
Oh, that's what they already tried to stop. They let the illegals pour across.
Sure.
It's thousands at night, even in Big Bend. That's the middle of nowhere. Cops all just stand down. They're all paid off.
Well, I think right now, and I could be wrong, but I think right now you can still physically get out of the U.S., but you can't take your money with you. You can't transfer it.
The IRS couldn't get it passed last year, so now it's just a reg where if they open an investigation, you can't leave the U.S.
That's right.
That's capital controls.
That's right.
What do you make of
and that's open investigation. That doesn't mean you've been convicted of anything. So in other words, if Alex Jones...
There's not even an indictment.
No. If you wanted to leave the country, all they got to do is say, well, we've got him under investigation. Bam, you're shut down. You can't go.
And people are like, well, that sounds good. Oh, really? That's only in North Korea, Nazi Germany. For folks that don't know history, when that happens to a country, everyone flees in fear. I mean, folks don't know. The stuff that's already happened here is like a death sentence for a country. I mean, it's like red level. We're in critical condition.
Yep, it's all over but the shouting. But like you said earlier, it's time. You're going to have to pick a side. You know, you're either going to be the side of freedom or you're not. And the thing is, people of good conscience can disagree and still be free. I grant you your freedom to believe, worship, whatever you want to do, as long as you're not in my face with it, you know. And I think you would grant me the same right.
Exactly, but the so-called liberals running the Pentagon say, you can't be a Christian, we'll have you arrested. I can't believe they're even doing it. I mean, it just shows these people are nuts.
Well, and it's the same thing. They observed Ramadan in Washington, but they wouldn't let them put up a Christmas tree. You know, wait a minute. I mean,
why do you think they're so after Christians? Because I mean, what's going on there?
Well, because Christians have a history of freedom and of supporting, even though they do go for, you know, render under Caesar. They nevertheless have always been for freedom. This country was founded mostly by people fleeing Europe who wanted to practice their version of Christianity.
Exactly, but that's the modern Hitler Christianity of Romans 13, do what the government says. They're afraid of the real Christianity that led the rebellion against King George III
right.
in 1776.
Well, in the New Testament, they asked Jesus, his disciples do, they say, should we pay taxes? And what did he say? He said, go down the river, catch a fish. If you find a coin in the fish's mouth, then pay it as taxes. Well, that's kind of, what are the odds of finding a coin in a fish's mouth? Not very
well.
Good.
That's why Paul said, "Render unto Caesar," because that's his faces on it.
Yeah.
That's his system. He issued that money; it is his.
That's right.
But nothing else is.
And you don't have to use that system. You can barter, trade, set up your own money.
I want to come back and get into 50 years after JFK, the NSA, so much more with Jim Marrs. Give us your website.
JimMarrs.com, strangely enough, and that's Mars with two R's.
JimMarrs.com, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Sheldon Adelson, noted billionaire businessman, casino owner, and who also owns newspapers in Israel, suggested the U.S. should use nuclear weapons on Iran to impose its demands from a position of strength. Folks, imagine saying preemptively nuke Iran, blow up a city, kill a million people. That's an international war crime. And that just shows the madness that's going on as Iran actually tries to make deals like Gaddafi did, so they double-crossed him, put al-Qaeda in charge. Our own allies got double-crossed in Egypt and had al-Qaeda put in charge. Now the same thing in Syria. I'm going to get Jim Marrs' take on this and then talk about some attacks on free speech in America that are currently going on. But here's a clip of him, American Jewish billionaire, blast Obama over negotiations with Tehran. Here's a clip of the audio.
You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in the middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of the river. So we mean business. You want to be wiped out? Go ahead and take a tough position and continue with your nuclear development. You want to be peaceful?
And everybody cheers. So nuke some rural area, and then say, I mean, it's just madness. And again, I'm not on the side of Israel, Iran. I'm on the side of just common law. I'm not Iranian. I'm not Israeli. I'm just an American who is just so sick of... I mean, the West has radicalized Islam, destabilized the Middle East, going back to British intelligence that Hitler took it over. We owe the Muslims an apology, if you really study history, for how we've meddled in their affairs and put radicals in. Every time they try to put some mainline guy in, our government takes them out and puts radicals in. That's why this is so evil. Because you could argue there's radicalism, they're a threat. But when you help radicalize them just so you can take American liberty, Jim Mars, you're an expert on this. What do you have to say?
Well, it's just amazing. I mean, what you're talking about is absolutely true, but then that's ancient history. Let's talk about like right now. Just in the last 12 years, Al-Qaeda is supposed to be, we're supposed to be in a death battle with Al-Qaeda, right? And on September the 17th of this year, Obama waived the portion of the law that prohibits American companies from providing weaponry to terrorist groups so that he could arm the Syrian rebels, half of whom are Al-Qaeda.
And it actually said armed terrorists.
Yes.
It actually said armed terrorists.
Yes, because he wants to arm the terrorists. Now, you know, what kind of game are we playing? And, of course, the whole war on terrorism thing's a joke to begin with. Because let me tell you something. Think about this.
NSA documents came out last week that they were trying to gag us over it, where they admitted in court it's all fake.
It's all fake. And anybody with any, if you use your brain, you can tell that, because here's the deal. We're supposed to be so afraid of an international terrorist group trying to slip weapons of mass destruction in our country to destroy our freedoms. And yet, what have they done to secure the border? Nothing. Okay, and yet you go to the airport and the TSA's all over you. Take off your belt, take off your shoes, take off your jacket, empty your pockets.
Now they're spying on everything you do outside your house without warrants. But wait, NSA.
But wait, you go rent a private airplane and you go fly to any one of the little thousands of airports all around the United States, and there's no x-ray machines, there's no nothing.
I'm no jet setter, but I know a lot of Hollywood folks that'll literally say, hey, we want you for a party tomorrow night in L.A., the jet's landing. Yeah. And a wide-body jet lands, for folks that don't know how these people live, and there's a butler on there and you.
That's right.
Or if you're really in trouble, a couple of girls in swimsuits, you got to say, no, I'm married. But the point is no ID, no nothing.
No nothing. You can fly from Texas to L.A. and land at the private airport over near their private hangar, and you can unload your baggage and your anthrax and your nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah, it's totally. Just like the Bin Laden family, when all air traffic was grounded, they were allowed to fly out 15 flights.
Right. And Richard Clark, the head of the anti-terrorist team, said, "Well, okay, you can do that, but they need to be debriefed first by the FBI." But they were not. Nobody even questioned them. Here's the Bin Laden family gets to fly out of the United States, on a free ticket. And weren't stopped, wasn't questioned.
The general public has no idea how fake this is.
It's total fake. But look at the billions of dollars, trillions probably, that have been poured into the war on terrorism. And then you look around, you see the school systems falling, you see the bridges, the roads, the infrastructures falling apart. Think of all the good we could do with this money that we've been squandering over there. 12 years of warfare in Iraq, and they're right back where they started from, fighting between the Sunni and the Shiites, and who knows, okay?
The general public has no idea. You know, that's why I got so mad.
And they won't wake up. That's what I don't understand.
That's why I got so mad at Ben Affleck. He admittedly only flies on private jets. Good for him. He earned the money. But he goes, oh, let the TSA do whatever they want. Shut up and do it. He doesn't fly commercial.
Neither do those congressmen. They don't get searched, except for Ted Kennedy. He got on the no-fly list and got stopped three or four times.
Which shows no judge, no jury. Listen, let's shift gears, because I want to get into a bunch of news with you now. For those that don't know, it's been the Dallas Morning News. It's been in the Dallas Observer. And I'm going to be there this 22nd. Hard to believe. I was talking about this a year ago. Now it's here.
Yeah.
They've said no one is allowed in Dealey Plaza for the 50th anniversary who doesn't agree with the official story. You've got to be invited. Well, it's a public park, and then no demonstrations around it. They're announcing a violation of the First Amendment, so the international press and others. This is going to be the Streisand effect, and you know what that is, where she didn't want media covering her, so it made it bigger.
Right.
I'm going to be there. Everybody needs to be there with their bullhorns and their flyers. The press will all cover us, and it'll all be about how they're trying to censor us. Plus, every poll shows 90% know they killed Kennedy. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it just shows what thugs they are. Tell folks, you live up by Dallas. What's happening, Jim Mars?
Well, what's happening is for 50 years, the various groups and various researchers and various Kennedy files have tried to get a permit to go into Dealey Plaza and officially hold some ceremony, and the city never would issue a permit. They said, it's a public park. You can go in there and do what you want to do. Okay. Well, this year, 50th anniversary, the city fathers of and mothers of Dallas decided that, oops, you know, foreign press may be there and we don't want anybody telling anything other than the official Oswald did it alone theory. And so they, for a couple of $100, got a permit and seal off, it's going to seal off the park for 4 or 5 days and not let anybody in there unless you buy a ticket. And then when you buy a ticket, you can't pick up the ticket until the morning of the event. And then you have to go funnel through the police checkpoints. And then you have to be vetted by the Dallas police. So in other words, I know people who are conspiracy researchers who cannot even get onto their website or get registered and get one of these tickets.
No, it's going to be selected lapdogs. This is going to blow up in their face royal.
Well, I would hope, hope everybody.
They don't even get it. If they let us in, it'd be less of a story than the fact that they didn't now. They're idiots.
I know they are. They're shooting themselves squarely in the foot.
It's like the NSA had put out a 30-minute pro-NSA thing saying shut down the press. It has a record 8,000 downvotes, 100 pro votes. It has the record negative votes on YouTube.
Right. Well, I would hope everybody that's listening to your voice today and mine would simply decide they're going to go to the park on that Friday afternoon, 50 years after this whole country took a turn for the worse.
The foreign banks had a coup and took a big dump on us, you mean?
Yep. Absolutely. In fact, what's now becoming quite clear to everybody is that obviously, you don't kill the chief executive of a country unless you have taken pains to see that the person that takes his place doesn't come after you. So, obviously, Johnson's name is being now thrown around more widely than ever. Although, I can recall on the day of the Kennedy assassination, there were many people who quietly and under their breath were saying, Lyndon has a hand in this. They knew.
Well, his lawyer has said that.
Yeah. Oh, and now lawyer, now Secret Service guy. It's all coming out now. But again, we're not supposed to talk about it, and you can't go to Dealey Plaza and try to raise
questions. Listen, I've been on airplanes flying from Dallas to Austin with, like, high-powered people. I mean, my family was in Dallas. It's a big joke. They know where everybody was trained, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, here we are on the 50th anniversary, and let me try to cut through all the
fluff. Stay there. Come back and give us it all crystallized.
Okay.
The essence of the JFK assassination, the coup against America. Straight ahead with Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Updates up on DrudgeReport.com. Subways overrun with homeless as cops back off. New York Times endorses Lascio for mayor. Just interesting how the country's collapsing, but they're saying there's no problem taking place with the economy. And the globalists, their answer is more taxes, more regulations. That will take care of everybody. And now we learned about all the illegal NSA spying. The list goes on and on. Up on InfoWars.com, you can see my satire on the Redskins announce official new name change to the Sanduskies after D.C.'s favorite pastime of pedophilia. So it'll now be known as the D.C. Sanduskies. Or how about the D.C. Tyrants, D.C. criminals, the D.C. pirates? See my video up there. Now we have the video of the Texas police assault legal gun owners and the big video, leaked video, FEMA preparing military police for gun confiscations and martial law. Investigative journalist par excellence, Jim Mars, is in studio with us down here in Austin, Texas from Dallas. You were saying you would crystallize, as you did for my son Rex, before you came live with us, the essence of questioning the official story of the JFK assassination 50 years ago.
Yeah, well, we're heading into the 50th anniversary, and there's already been a spate of books come out, and you're going to see TV specials and retrospectives and all is ooh and ah, and people just can't accept that a loner can change history, and I guess we'll never know, and it's just too controversial. Let me cut through all of this, okay? Let's just use our common sense here. Here's the deal. Here's the Kennedy assassination in a nutshell. If you trust the government, then you trust the evidence they've presented, And it's pretty damning.
And you believe monkeys might fly out of my patootie?
Yeah. And it pretty well proves Oswald did it, okay? But if you don't trust the government, then you begin to look at that evidence. And when the closer you look at it, it all starts falling apart, okay? The fingerprints on the rifle. The funeral home director said the FBI came in and put his dead hand on the gun, okay? The x-rays and medical...
the hundreds of dead witnesses.
Dead witnesses, the autopsy x-rays and photographs, the men who took them. Not conspiracy theorist. I'm talking about Floyd Reavy, who took the photographs, and Gerald Custer, who took the x-rays, now say the ones they're showing us in the National Archives are fakes, phonies, and not the ones they took. The documents were altered.
Congress found it was a conspiracy.
Exactly. The last official word of the U.S. government said it was probably a conspiracy because they had two sets of acoustical scientists who said at least one shot came from the grassy.
And now they've got this flotilla of whitewashes going on.
That's right. And they're going to try to keep anyone who's got a dissenting voice from the Oswald did it alone theory out of Dealey Plaza on the day of the 50th
anniversary. Good luck with that, dumbasses.
I think they're shooting themselves in the foot. I would hope everyone would just trek over to Dealey Plaza and just show up just to be in a public part that's publicly taxed.
Oh, yeah, it's going to blow up in their face royal.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
All right.
I already said a year ago I wasn't this when they said no free speech there, which they've never done. They won't give us a permit, but now these other Jolly Rogers, they get one.
Oh, yeah. The Sixth Floor Museum, which is claims to make no particular statement of opinion, and yet they've plexiglassed off the window of the sixth floor of the old book depository so that no one can get up there and look out and see that there's a tree intervening in the line of sight to the road.
But, I mean, you have all the witnesses seeing them shoot him. Let's put up the Streisand effect for those that don't know, want to read it. The Streisand effect is a phenomenon whereby an attempt to hide, remove, or censor a piece of information has the unintended consequence of publicizing the information more widely, usually facilitated by the internet. It is named after American entertainer Barbara Streisand, who attempted in 2003 to suppress photographs of her residence in Malibu, California, inadvertently gathering further publicity. That's the good news, is none of this is working.
No. Well, truth will out, you know, and this is the truth. And I taught a course on the Kennedy assassination for 30 years at the University of Texas at Arlington, and that goes back 30 years, and I haven't seen anything to change the conclusions that I've discovered and that were found by the House Assassinations Committee.
Look, off record, I know people that are related to LBJ that talked about what he said before he had a heart attack and died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's none of this is a secret.
No.
I mean, I've interviewed his mistress, all of it. And people say, well, it went higher than him. Sure, he was just their puppet.
Right.
But the military, from your research, Jim, you're probably, no doubt, the leading world expert on JFK. In fact, there's no probably about it. Who was behind it? What were the reasons?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Well, number one, yes, Lyndon Johnson was the most powerful senator on Capitol Hill. He was head of the Armed Services Committee. He was the guy that had his hand on the purse strings of the military. So anything the military did, they were like, you know, two sides of the same coin. All right, they wanted Vietnam. That's number one. Kennedy was going to disengage. And that's number one reason. Number two reason. Is that his brother Bobby was prosecuting organized crime, and it's been said by a member of the Kennedy family, if they'd been left alone, if Kennedy had lived, they would have broken the back of organized crime in the United States. Think what kind of country we have today with no organized crime.
No, instead we're run by organized crime.
Right. And the other thing is that in October, Kennedy issued a memorandum to the head of the CIA demanding that they turn over all their files on UFOs. Biggest secret we got going, set a deadline.
And he was going to abolish the Federal Reserve.
And that's the key. The next key thing is that in the summer of 63, he issued $4.2 billion through the Treasury Department rather than the Federal Reserve System. The money wasn't worth any more or less, but we didn't have to pay interest on it. And by the way,
two foreign bankers.
Exactly. By the way, I'm sure you've already mentioned to your audience that this December, the 100-year...
December 23rd is the 100-year anniversary
of the
three senators voting through the private Federal Reserve that is as private as my big toe.
So we don't have to...
I mean, the Federal Reserve is as federal as my big toe.
We don't have to put on a huge, big effort like Ron Paul was asking for to audit or anything else. All we have to do is not renew their charter.
But notice there's no discussion of that happening.
No, you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media.
Jim Mars, we've got about 5 minutes left in this live Sunday transmission. I see positive things happening. Folks are waking up to the NSA, yep. The police state, the military saying no to the martial law plans. They're testing. Folks say, well, they're not doing it. We have to discredit it so they don't try to do it. They're trying to sell it to the military. That shows they're trying to go operational. I see a lot of positive stuff happening. I see a big awakening, but also see the tyranny pouring in like a flood. Where are we historically? How big is the awakening happening? What is your, as a wise owl, what is your perspective? A guy's been around, you know, since the 60s for the Fort Worth Star Telegram. What does your gut tell you about the future for my children, your grandchildren?
Well, my gut tells me we're in a precarious situation in the United States today. It may be a little too late to save the Republic, and it's a little too soon to start shooting those bastards.
So we're in pretty bad shape.
Pretty bad shape. But as you said, there is a consciousness raising going on, and there's more and more people waking up. But I would say as an admonition to those folks, when you wake up, go try to wake up your neighbors. But actually, though, here's the problem, Alex. You can always wake up somebody who's asleep. But you can never wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep. And we have too many people in this country today pretending to be asleep because they don't want to deal with it.
That's profound, because I run into people that go, actually, I know you're right, but what do I do? They feel powerless.
Right.
And it's like, if you just start resisting and saying no, it's over. But they've just given in. I can't imagine the feeling of just giving in to the worst common denominator. Because when you give in to tyranny, you let the worst people in the world run things.
And the last time I was flying out of DFW International, there must have been 500 people gathered up there in those, you know, back and forth lines waiting to go through the TSA. And they had maybe 10 TSA guys there. Why not, you know, people, if they had any backbone, if it simply say, look, this is wrong, I'm going to go to my plane and walk on through there. You know, 10 people can't stop 500.
Sure, and the terrorists would shut down the airport and say they were keeping it safe. The truth is, the people they represent run the terrorist.
Right.
They staged it all
right.
to seize control of society. Isn't that clear? Isn't it clear now they did all this to take over so they could rob our bank accounts and put out Obamacare? I mean, it's clear they did it, and they've been caught doing it. They are the terrorists.
And Obamacare obviously has nothing, very little to do with medical, and it has everything to do with data mining. They're trying to get everybody's bank account number and
that's right, and then grab your bank account because you didn't buy Obamacare, you can't buy.
Exactly. And now the proof of that is that when they try to launch their big website for everybody to sign up, it doesn't even work.
Well, Jim Mars, I want to thank you for joining us. JimMars.com, Crossfire, back out in print, the preeminent book on JFK. Folks, there's a war for humanity, a war for reality going on. And criminal interests run our country. They stage the terror attacks. They run Al-Qaeda. And they are in total disdain of the public. They think we'll put up with anything. And they are maniacs. But in the final equation, they will be defeated. Speak out against them. Support free speech in your area. Support liberty. Support local businesses. Support local and independent media. That's where it all starts. Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. And just say no.
That's right. Learn to say no. Oh, you want to see what I'm going to tell the story tomorrow, what happened to me yesterday. I haven't even gotten to that. 11 a.m. Central, the weekday show, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Lord willing, I will see you back tomorrow. Until then, vaya con Dios.